To the east of Mazar-e-Sharif lies the city of Kunduz. It was the one remaining Taliban stronghold in northern Afghanistan until last night, when troops of the Northern Alliance moved in after a long siege. NPR's Steve Inskeep reports that the shooting in Kunduz continued well into today.
Northern Alliance soldiers say they were moving down the main street of the city when Taliban defenders emerged from the side streets and ambushed them. The Taliban soldiers killed a Northern Alliance commander and wounded several soldiers. The Northern Alliance responded by flooding the street with troops and sending other soldiers moving house to house to search out Taliban stragglers. You could see the results on several side streets. A boy named Fahim led the way to the scene of one altercation.
A lot of people, Afghan, were killed in the battle.
You saw people killed?
Yes. It was war.
The 11-year-old walked up a side street. A crowd of Afghans stood on the sidewalk in front of a shuttered store.
Here is a man died.
The crowd surrounded the body of a Taliban soldier who'd been shot in the head. The dead man lay there with a rag on his face until one of the onlookers lifted it. The man's eyes were open. His gun was missing. His shoes were missing. His toes had been tied together, a traditional ritual performed here on the dead. Just a block away, two senior Northern Alliance generals were stepping out of a mosque. Mullah Taj Muhammad had just been saying his midday prayers. The Taliban had been hiding in houses in the city, and the Mujahideen had been surrounding and arresting them, he said. The city was considered a center of Taliban support until recently, but it was hard to find open Taliban supporters this afternoon as the Northern Alliance paraded tanks and captured military vehicles down the street. Local residents turned out to stare at the arriving soldiers. Vegetable vendor Abdul Muhammad opened for business today. It was never this busy in recent weeks, he said. The Taliban had told people to stay in their houses. While the Northern Alliance established control of the main street, the enemy that had defended Kunduz for 2 weeks seemed to have disappeared. The Northern Alliance had contended that thousands of Taliban soldiers were defending the city, including Pakistanis, Arabs, and others who had come here to fight for the Taliban. The Northern Alliance says some slipped out of Kunduz last night and this morning and set up a new defensive position outside the city. The Alliance suggests that still others may have escaped. Numerous residents of Kunduz contend that over the last several nights, airplanes have been landing and taking off again at the Kunduz airport. It's impossible to verify exactly who would have boarded those planes or where they went, but Northern Alliance General Mohammed Daoud claims that hundreds of foreigners may have escaped to Pakistan. We were not able to stop them, he said. And in recent days, Daoud has asked why the United States military didn't stop them. The U.S. has flatly denied that any such flights were taking place. However the Taliban may have departed, they proved elusive up to and beyond the moments when the Northern Alliance seized this city. The Alliance says it asked the United States to conduct an airstrike on an ancient fortress outside Kunduz last night. But by the time the bombs fell on the Bella Hisar, the Taliban had left. Two U.S. bombs fell instead on Northern Alliance troops who had just occupied the area. The Northern Alliance says friendly fire killed several of its soldiers. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Kunduz, Afghanistan.